This is Michael Olivas, the Rock and Roll Law Professor, with the Law of Rock and Roll.
It's a legal matter, baby, a legal matter from now on.
Class number 38, Climbing the Stairway to Heaven. Man, there have been so many recent copyright infringement cases, it's hard to keep up with all of them. Flo and Eddie with Happy Together, Sam Smith and Tom Petty and Stay With Me and I Won't Back Down, Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke versus the Marvin Gaye heirs over Blurred Lines, and challenges by the writers of Matt Cardle's Amazing against Ed Sheeran's Photograph. But the big whale is the case over whether or not Led Zeppelin stole the wicked and immediately recognizable Stairway to Heaven chords from the band Spirit and their song Taurus. With Randy California at the center, Spirit and several versions of the group were almost forgotten and might have been a footnote had California's estate not challenged Led Zepp in this case. The answer to the trivia question, who opened for and toured with Spirit before they were famous, is Led Zeppelin. Sort of hard to believe now. After all, Stairway is ranked by Rolling Stone as the 31st best rock song of all time, and it never even was a 45, the currency of its time in 1971, until over a dozen years later. In a raucous trial followed daily in the trade and general press, the estate of the late Randy California argued that Zepp had heard the song Taurus, played in 1968 and the years following, when they toured together and during many informal jam sessions. Unlike Sam Smith, who in his own alleged theft of Tom Petty's Won't Back Down said, however implausibly, that he'd never even heard of Tom Petty or the song, the jury indicated that it was certain that Zepp had heard the tune. Even so, it determined that the song was not pilfered from California's work. There were some procedural twists and turns in the case, but the most likely explanation was that the exact chord progression had appeared in other earlier sources, including Davy Graham's Cry Me a River, a likely source for the young English schoolboy Jimmy Page, who had always cited Graham as an influence. Most incredibly, evidence surfaced that the particular riffs had appeared in a 17th century Baroque composition by Giovanni Battista Granata, an Italian lute and guitar player and prolific composer. Listen to this composition and ask yourself how tunes make their way into the minds of all composers and artists. And surely this lovely sonata is in the public domain, if only because there is no U.S. Congress then to give it copyright for life. Notwithstanding, this epic battle will probably spin out for many more years on whether or not the Zeppelin lawyers can recover over $800,000 in fees for the suit. Stay tuned. Classical music is an improbable and unlikely source for many rock and popular songs. Eric Carmen, with and without the Raspberries, was rewarded and then punished for his own classical roots and influences, and his affinity for Rachmaninoff's exquisite work. He lifted wholesale from several different Rachmaninoff concertos for Let's Pretend, for Never Gonna Fall in Love Again, and most popularly for All by Myself. Carmen mistakenly had calculated the 1906 music from the third movement of Symphony No. 2 was in the public domain. Boy, was he wrong. When the late Russian's estate and copyright holders heard the song, they threatened legal action and negotiated 1/8 of the song royalties. Listen for yourself and always, always check with your lawyers. I have always loved the Eric Carmen song, and when I learned as a college student that he'd been influenced by Rachmaninoff, I began my over 40-year love affair with the Russian's music. But the first time I ever heard a classical song on a rock album was Variations on a Theme by Erik Satie, the first and second movements from the 1968 Blood, Sweat, and Tears album by the influential group with the same name. This was not simply lyrics added over purloined music, but the pure Satie gymnopedes played symphonically. I heard these when I was a freshman at the College of Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I swear the tune has been in my head ever since. This is Michael Olivas, your rock and roll law professor, not climbing many staircases these days, but still hearing Satie in my mind with the Law of Rock and Roll on KANW, your NPR station in Albuquerque, New Mexico.